No one would have believed in the last years of the 19th century that human affairs were being watched from the timeless worlds of space. No one could have dreamed we were being scrutinized as someone with a microscope studies creatures that swarm and multiply in a drop of water. Few men even considered the possibility of life on other planets. And yet, across the gulf of space, minds immeasurably superior to ours regarded this Earth with envious eyes. And slowly and surely, they drew their plans against us.
Hello, Bird Nugget. So, the show is now, I literally had to scramble it together in a few seconds, should have been, it was listed for yesterday, but I listed it for today, but weird things happened, so it was showing as yesterday, so I had to recreate this. Doesn't matter overly much anyway, since I didn't want to listen to this and the way we're going to be doing the show today. But anyway, I am your host, Mr. Amazing Scott Ball, and this is Blam Seed Garden Radio. Now, originally Blam Seed Garden Radio based on a form board I was created when I was bored at college, but I mean, we've never once said we're associated with Square Enix or even like that, but I'm thinking, should we rebrand it to be more about us, more about the people listening, since it's not so much about the forum board anymore. Because, I mean, it's been known as Blam Seed Garden Radio for a decade now, but it's, I don't know, I mean, I was thinking of renaming it, so, I mean, you know, like Scotty Chan or something like that. But, let me know what you guys think.
Hey, and, there you go,
content. You what?
A contest in the making.
Yeah, like loads have never gone wrong. Ask Mountain Dew. Do you remember that one?
Well, I'm not talking about, well, you know.
They asked people to choose a name for a flavour, and people trolled it with Hitler did nothing wrong as a flavour. The shit we've got away with over the years, we wouldn't get away with calling a show that. Anyway,
maybe they could get a guest appearance on our show if they are chosen for the winning name, something like that.
Or they could just call in.
Well, yeah, but
don't worry your pretty little head about it, love. I'll do logistics and marketing, and that is, of course, ladies and gentlemen, Jen.
I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy.
But yeah, we're going to be talking about this whole myth of fake news, or at least I'm going to be saying that my opinion is it's a myth. And I mean, originally was going to, like I said, be doing it yesterday, and we emailed out a couple of people to say we're promoting, we're not going to be promoting, we're going to be reviewing the site gab.ai, which is kind of like an alternate Twitter, really. We're going to be going into that a bit more. And it's kind of like a karma project or a karma mantra for why I emailed them. Because anytime anyone from the left says, oh, can we interview you about Gab? They'll go, oh, well, no, fake news, where? You know, because that's what Trump supporters do, or at least that's what I'm going to be presenting here. So I figured that I will extend the same courtesy and not allow them as, like a guest on this, well, at least like a guest host. I said you can call in, fair enough, but we're not. And by what I'm not saying that, I'm not going to allow them on the show or anything. If they call in, they can, like, they're allowed on the show. But what I'm saying is, it's not going to be a direct marketing platform for them. A lot of times before, we've had like guests come on here and we've said, yeah, promote your product all you want. That's not what this is going to be about today, guys. And the best thing is, unlike, you know, the right can whinge and bitch and complain and whatever about anything I say ever here, but the fact is, I'm not a journalist, I'm an entertainer. And entertainers, I mean, we can either generally step, like, you know, like, waist deep in it and come out smelling the roses, or it can kill careers, or we can just not care. And, you know, that's what we're... I kind of agree with a lot of people, and the alt-right will say this as well, that, you know, people care too much what celebrities think of any given issue. I mean, for example, love, right now, you know, there's still a fair bit of heat, isn't there, about sort of like, you know, Trump being president.
Yeah.
Now, let me read you a list. Care what any given American celebrity thinks about it?
No.
Yeah. But you care what you think about it because, you know, yes, you know, say loads of American celebrities, they got the right to vote as well. They got the right to be outraged at it. They've got the right to protest, you know. You got all the alt-right side. Oh, yeah, well, look at all these Clinton supporters. They're protesting on the streets because Trump won. I'm thinking, yeah, it's like you guys didn't do the same thing when Obama got in, did you?
Mm-hmm.
memories are short on this one, ain't they, guys?
Yeah.
But, I mean, with Trump, for example, his whole ban, like the presidential directive he done, banning the immigration lot, like, I will say, yeah, I think that's wrong. But, you know, the alt-right were, like, defending it. But the one thing they, very few of them said was that Obama had done the same thing, didn't he? In 2009, he put a 4-month ban on travel from countries such as Iraq, I believe it was. But, I mean, I've noticed as well, and, you know, people were, oh yeah, were you just some left-wing liberal bias or whatever like that? And, you know, to give you an example of how left-wing I am, I'm friends with two conservative politicians, or, you know, sort of like email buddies and, like, meet them in real life a few times. And, I mean, Jen, you've met up with one of them as well, haven't you?
Yeah.
So for anyone to say, like, I'm left-leaning to sort of like the point of extreme liberalism, save your breath, it's going to make you look stupid, okay? Or actually even more stupid. So you've got to say, love?
Nothing.
Right, so you're definitely not a feminist then, if you're saying nothing. You can't shut them up. oh, no, no. How do you start an argument with a feminist? Talk to them. Come on, it's true. Oh. But, now, we got this whole fake news thing, and Jen, before the show, done some searching about this. Right. Just
basically, if you don't agree with what we have to say,
that's what I'm saying. But how difficult for you was it to find anything about that? Or it just came up was, I mean, there are sites that present news that is fake, but a lot of the stuff that's been called fake news is just opinions that people don't agree with.
And Facebook is and coined is one of the biggest places for stuff like that too.
Hey, Gail's here.
Hi, Gail.
Hi. There's a difference between opinions presenting themselves as news and stuff that's made up presenting itself as news. You know, Facebook, for example, is opinions presenting itself as news. It's right, it's wrong, whatever. I mean, you know, it's the internet. It's always been about conflict. Now, you'll get these sites such as Breitbart or Breitbart, however it's pronounced, InfoWars, who, you know who owns InfoWars, don't you, love?
Yeah.
I'll give you a hint. It's a conspiracy, it's a conspiracy, it's a conspiracy. Any idea now?
Yeah, but I can't remember.
Alex Jones. You know, this is a guy who... Yeah. If he loses one of his socks, it was a conspiracy by Obama. And, you know, these sites will come up with such... I mean, I'm a comedian, and I can't come up with shit as funny as they do. But, you know, and now with stuff like, oh, yeah, well, you know, I think the biggest one would be the whole Pizzagate thing, which we discussed before, that because there were some emails leaked where Clinton and Podesta mentioned pizzas a lot, it was evidence that there was... a secret underground Nazi paedophilia cannibalism ring at the bottom of a pizzeria.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, this is why, ladies and gentlemen, you really shouldn't trust these conspiracy theorists on the internet, you know? It's hard to trust the same people that write the episodes guide for Battlestar Galactica on Wikipedia. I still reckon every Wikipedia article should begin with the words "I reckon."
True.
But I mean, again, this is because it's opinion.
Yeah.
And for example, we have the opinion that Gal is 50% forward. But as much as we joke about her being an alien, it's pretty much more likely that she is indeed from Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, where are you from?
Her.
Yes, where are you from? What planet are you from?
Venus.
Yeah. No, you're not. That's fake news, Gal. Okay. But the thing is, we get people that are just so outraged about absolutely everything. And sorry.
I'm from a planet far away that people don't even understand me. Yeah.
Yeah.
We do
have other examples of people getting outraged. I mean, obviously, people like, you know, Alex Jones, like, they make a living out of, like, you know, fooling, like, the people who, they just want to rebel against the government, you know? And they, you know, Trump will make America great again. Not because they genuinely think it, but because they're barely intelligent enough, like, all they can do is spout a catchphrase that would belong on a bumper sticker. I mean, love, leading up to the election, how many times were you driving up the end of an arse with an arse that had Make America Great Again on the bumper?
Quite a few.
Yeah. And how many of them the day after were walking around with this false sense of, like, entitlement to think that they directly, you know, influenced it? Because that's, the US is similar. Britain has a first-past-the-post system, but the US... You have, like, this collegiate system, don't you? Which I think is quite funny, considering most Trump supporters will never be able to get into a college. But you basically say who you would want your representative to vote for, and then they choose a vote, don't they?
Yeah.
It's supposed to go like that.
Yeah. And which means that, obviously, the popular vote can lose. You know, we saw it time round, and we also saw it back in 2000 when... In 2000, where Bush Jr. lost the presidential race and became U.S. president. Sorry, I'm not. I just don't want to let that joke go. But again, we get this whole thing. We're going to be talking about Gab, which was spawned from sort of like this whole free speech alternative to Twitter. Now, I tried using this for a while because, you know, people were always saying, "Oh, Scott, you should try sort of like, you know, social networking." Thought, right, I'll give it a try, and by coincidence I found this lot startup called Gab AI, and I thought, it's less popular, so, you know, it's going to be less chaotic, it's, you know, it's going to be easier to work with, it's going to be more familiar, and, you know, everyone's going to be on an equal footing where, you know, you don't know all the hidden tips and tricks that others don't, and you're not going to have all these bots and everything like that. But the thing is, it's more of the same. Whereas these days Twitter is basically ruled by Anita Sarkeesian and you can get banned if you hurt her feelings, on Gab you would get downvoted into oblivion if you said anything even slightly left-wing leaning that didn't see Trump as anything other than God Emperor.
Yeah.
And, I mean, like, I'll give the guy credit, Andrew Torba, credit. He did remove this downvote system now, which is going to, help stop it from being manipulated so much that anyone who puts a left-wing opinion is going to be, like, voted down. But, I mean, you know, this site is popular with people such as Milo Yiannopoulos, the only, gay dude on the planet that doesn't have good fashion sense, basically. He used to be an editor at Breitbart, and there was arguments about whether he resigned or whether he, you know, was fired, stuff like that. But, I mean, the Andrew Torba guy, I mean, first of all, you know, I've got to say respect, you know, he's in his mid-20s, he's created a product, he's getting popularity, so kudos to him for that. But with your executives, if they're going to be eccentric, at least be eccentric for, like, a good way. You know, I'm not talking about John McAfee, you know, like getting coked off your tits, you know, like running away from the law and thinking that, you know, that the government is going to kill you or something like that. But unfortunately, Andrew Tauber is just another one of these people that grows like a beard, you know, creates some startup and then thinks that, you know, they are bigger than sort of like Silicon Valley. And they are sort of, you know, they're going, oh yeah, well, I'm rebelling against Silicon Valley. We're taking the control from them. No, you're not. The largest companies on the planet are in Silicon Valley. Companies like Google, Intel, even Yahoo, fuck's sake, which is still bigger than you. And Melissa Meyer has pretty much ran that into the ground to the point Verizon have bought it out.
Surprise,
what, you reckon it's going to be any better than Melissa Meyer?
No.
But, I mean, obviously you've, I'll grant the credit. I mean, the stuff I've seen there, you know, it gets downvoted into oblivion, yeah. But you know, I'm not going to say, oh, yeah, you get the right bully and the left on there. Of course you do, because there's only about 10 people in there with left-leaning politics and, like, opinions. And
yeah.
Where, you know, if you so much as make a joke about the right, say about Trump or anything like that, the intelligent person would say, oh, that's a joke. Uh-huh. They will downvote it and they will, like, you know, the alt-right will hurl abuse. And this is, you know, I'll be honest, I mean, the platform does deserve to succeed, but the reason against that is Andrew Tauber, because it's not about, with him, it's not about creating this new product. It's not about creating the next Twitter killer. And Gab could genuinely do it.
Yeah,
it's
true,
about
yeah.
him being right. But it's not about him convincing others that he's right. It's about convincing himself. And this is why it is becoming an echo chamber. You know, it wouldn't surprise me, to be honest, if, like, Tauber and, like, most of the other, like, far, like, alt-right people on Gab would get down on their knees and suck Trump's tiny orange dick if Trump told them that doing so would make America great again. Because thinking for them is hard to do. You know, it's just, oh, yeah, Trump, make America great again. Because you need catchphrases, don't you? Whether it's on the right or the left, you need catchphrases. I mean, what was Clinton's catchphrase?
I did not have sexual intercourse with that woman.
The other Clinton. had Clinton been allowed to run, had Bill Clinton been allowed to run for a third time, I generally think he should have run that as his campaign. I mean, if Trump's going around saying grab him by the pussy, I think Clinton would have been in there.
Yeah.
But no, the fact is that he didn't, you know, even if she had the campaign slogan, the fact that people don't know it is because they weren't hearing that slogan, because they were talking about, like, the policies, or they were talking about the issues. They weren't just saying, make America great again, make America great again. I like Trump. You're fired. And, you know, I can't really criticise Andrew Tauber for having crappy facial hair, considering I can't really start too much of a witch hunt on that one, can I? But he got thrown out of Y Combinator, and he was bitching about this on a platform called Medium. Now, the irony is, Medium is created by one of the co-founders of Twitter. But I'll give an example of some posts that Tauber made here. And these are quotes. Gail, where are you?
I feel like I've learned something from you.
Oh, Gail.
Uh-huh.
Any chance you can get somewhere quieter?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good, because I can barely hear anything over what's going on in the background. But here are some statements from Andrew Tauber. I could give a shit about your respect for me or anyone else. It's fair enough. I'm not going to have a problem with that. Build a wall is exactly what the fuck it means. Build a wall. Again, no problem with that. You know, if someone shout, build a wall, they... And somebody said, oh, but you're just as guilty of being closed-minded as you accuse the other side of being. Now, if you go into Gab, it's true, you know. If, for a while, the right had, you know, all the dominance there, because they could just downvote the left into oblivion. So, and I've seen what bullying is, you know, when this is pretty much what it was bullying. Because, you know, you'd be intimidated into not saying anything because you'd think, well, if I'm going to get downvoted into oblivion, what's the point? Now, let's have a look for some other things here. I mean, he also called someone a cuck. Now, first of all, I reckon if you use the word cuck like that anyway, you've instantly lost like 95% of your credibility. You know, if you just go around saying cuck, you sound like a chicken with Tourette's and a cleft palate, okay?
Yeah.
You know, Andrew Talbot goes, all of you, fuck off, take your morally superior, elitist, virtue-signaling bullshit and shove it. I call it like I see it, and I helped meme a president into office, cucks. First of all, you don't meme anything, okay? Memes are for taking the piss. So if you took the piss to get him into office, yeah. Calling it like I see it, well, you should be glad then, because I'm calling it like I see it right now, and I see you to be a self-absorbed prick, basically. You know, you say, oh, well, I'm not going to give you an interview because you're fake news. You know, if you honestly felt that you were better, you know, that you were genuinely better than them, but you would be humble about it, you could say, well, okay, I'll give you the interview if you allow me to review sort of like the article before you publish it. Or, yeah, sure, because then I can inform you and you could not be your fake news. But the fact is, the term fake news is just you're saying something that I don't agree with. And, yep. You know, going back to this, you know, yeah, you don't meme a president into office. You vote, okay? I created a meme where Jen was blowing some bubble gum, saying that after giving her blowjob, Jen learned to chew before she swallowed. I didn't meme Jen into high office, okay? If Jen ever becomes president of the US, two things. Number one, I didn't meme her into office. Number two, the world is fucked.
Well,
no, you're better than Trump, but in all fairness, so would, you know, most things. But, all you've got to do is, let me do this. What is your favourite band in the world?
Within Temptation, yeah.
That's fake news. It's Bon Jovi.
Oh, no.
Jen, what's your favourite band?
Bon Jovi.
Excellent choice. Yeah. I agree with you. Therefore, I value your opinion. And that's pretty much what it's like with Gab, with Andrew Talbot, with the alt-right in general. There's probably far-left thinkers doing this crap as well, but unfortunately it's the alt-right, and they're having to do this whole fake news thing now because they can't bitch about being the underdogs after 8 years, you know? It was all that evil Obama's fault, and it was all his fault that they were getting screwed in through being piss-poor underachievers or whatever. Or it was their fault that, you know, the economy was down or whatever like that. You're thinking, okay, fair enough, that is the point. But then they blame it on the stuff that has nothing to do with Obama, you know? Or nothing to do with politicians in general. But when Trump gets in, they're trying to use that to claim that as...
Jeff off of Wall Street.
What about Wall Street? What the hell are you on about, gal?
Yep, Wall Street.
Everybody needs to get
away from Wall Street, yeah. Math teachers and university lecturers and mathematics now because they can't stand to be in Wall Street anymore. It's the bravest of brave that's left there.
Well, I mean, it's not even, I wouldn't even say it's the bravest of brave that control Wall Street, but the greediest of the greed trying to outwit the smartest of the stupid or the most stupid of the smart.
Yeah, so true.
I mean, there are obviously the app has been declined from. Apple, for example, because they're saying, there's no options to police in it. And I'll grant Torba credit on this one. It is very tricky because, you know, the concept is the free speech thing. You can say anything you want as long as it's not illegal. It's not this free speech is hate speech thing because that's bullshit. If, you know, free speech can be used for love, it can be used for hate. It's just that hate uses the concept of free speech as a shield. You know, it's like, oh yeah, well, it's free speech if I want to call someone a Nazi or something, I can do. You know, for the same reason if I want to call Andrew Torba, you know, a stuck-up prick with a stupid beard, I can call him a stuck-up prick with a stupid beard because I've got free speech. You can say, well, I'm hating on him. Well, no, I'm giving them some good credit for this as well.
I'm American as well, yeah.
You are not American, you're Scottish.
No, I'm not.
You were born in Scotland, you are Scottish.
I was born in England, yeah.
Where were you born?
I was born
the country.
In Chester Westminster Hospital, yeah. I was born in Chester Westminster Hospital, yeah.
Yeah, that's just I could have been born in the Lebanon.
Yeah.
It's this whole... I mean, we've had people come on here before, haven't we, love, before, and they've just been complete dicks, and we've let them, like, rant for a few minutes, and then we got rid of them.
Yeah.
And they've slagged me off, and, you know, rather than just, like, you know, mute them, I'll let them, like, you know, say whatever. But, again, the whole Gab principle, it's not the product, it's the people in charge, you know, you've got people such as the COO, I believe, guy's name is Utsav or Utsav. Now, this is going to sound like a bit pathetic or something like that, but he added me as a friend on Xbox Live, and then a few days later, locked me and unfriended me on the Gab. Now, obviously, fair rights, you know, it is cool to do that, but does that not seem just a little bit pathetic, though, that you're going to add someone and then you're going to remove someone? Not just remove them, but remove them and block them.
Remove them, like, skip them up and take them to the dump and shove them in the dump, yeah.
Okay, girl.
Yeah.
Removal,
yeah.
No, I was talking about being added as a friend on Xbox Live here, not stick in the dump. Keep up, woman.
Yeah.
The problem is, at the end of the day, you've got a bunch of people in there, it's like mid-20s, like early 30s, not a lot, and they're angry against the world, you know. We've all done it, we've all been the whole it's us against the government thing, and at the end of the day, wearing a stupid little trilby doesn't make you look like any less of a twat, basically. I'm sorry, but if you're wearing like a trilby like that and you aren't Dr. Curtis from the TV show Scorpion, no, it don't work.
Yeah.
Jen right now is thinking, Scott wearing a hat.
Yeah.
I've got a picture of you wearing a hat.
A wool cap. Yeah. That doesn't count. I can kind of get away with a wool cap look anyway, but I'm talking about hipster trilby shit, you know? The type of shit that you'll see some anorexic, like, beanpole in Starbucks wearing.
Yeah.
But, you know, going back to it, you know, Apple was saying we don't want a Gab app because of the whole free speech. And, you know, Andrew Torba, you know, correctly pointed out, well, hang on, but you've got places like Twitter and all that lot that, you know, have all this, like, bullying and shit like that. And it's true, you know, there is a lot of bullying on social networks, especially now you've got people like Anita Sarkeesian, you know, like, saying it.
Yeah.
Saying it by running it, and but at the end of the day, it's a case of, well, if, you know, it's not hate speech, it's free speech. But at the end of the day, if someone feels they're being bullied, they should be allowed to deal with it, you know.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to walk away from the bully, fair enough. But if you want to walk up to that bully, spit in the face, and knock out the front teeth, you should be able to do that as well. I've done over the course of the years. But, you know, he weren't thrown out of, like, Y Combinator for being mean to people or saying, you know, it weren't because he was saying, it wasn't because he was saying build the wall or not, like, it's because he was calling people cucks and, like, oh, fuck off, stuff like that, okay? Someone came on this show and started saying, oh, fuck you, or little fox, or... I would kick your sorry ass out of there as well. I don't care whether you support Trump, Clinton, or fucking SpongeBob SquarePants. I would get rid of your ass.
Yeah. There you go.
Actually, there was actually a picture I saw. It put repost this if you think Cookie Monster would make a better president than Donald Trump. Now, not only do I think he would make a better president than Donald Trump, I want to fucking see that.
Yes, it's true.
I want to see Cookie Monster. I mean, you had a Muppet for 8 years between, you know, like 2001 and 2009 anyway.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm sorry, it's not about, you know, like an alternate. It's what it could be, yes. It could be an alternate to Twitter. But it is, I'm sorry, at the end of the day, it's an echo chamber created by a guy who's angry at the world because they, you know, they can't take, you know, that he wants to swear and not lot, and, you know, he doesn't like that they won't stand for the bully and not lot. And they say, well, you know what, you're not behaving appropriately as a professional. Yeah. I mean, if I was a professional with like, anything I do and I decided to like just swear at people a lot, you know, like throw a strop and I got thrown out, I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, I'm lucky I'm in an industry where I can generally slag off people and, you know, they're smart enough to realise I'm joking because A, I'm a fucking comedian, and B, because it doesn't require professionalism on a front end. I mean, Jen, if you, for example, started beating the crap out of the residents at the care home you worked at, you would probably be fired, wouldn't you?
Oh, the answer to that was anxiety. Talk about that anxiety.
I didn't have a kick in my house.
Yeah, well, I can't quite hear. There's too much background noise for me at the moment. But, I mean, love, you'd probably get fired, wouldn't you, if you smacked the old kiddies around, yeah?
Yeah.
However, if you competed in boxing, you'd probably get awarded for that. It's everything in context, okay? Stuff like why combinator or not, like, it's a professional business. It's not a disagreement down the pub, okay?
Yeah.
And it is, I'm sorry, but I'm not saying, oh, yeah, you know, you don't want to hear what someone, you don't agree with what someone says, you can't ignore them. Of course you can. In fact, that's one of the smart things to do. But if you're trying to, like, do that to create the echo chamber, then it is working, you know. And, I mean, conveniently said, oh, yeah, well, I'm leaving Twitter when, you know, I'm closing Twitter down when I get into office. No, he didn't close it down. He deleted all of his tweets, got banned for a few days, and saying, I got banned for no reason. Now, I suspect that he perhaps made a post and had a lot of people report it. He's using Twitter again to promote Gab. So, if there's one thing, you know, if there's one thing I can be accused of, I can be accused of a bullshit or like a hypocrite or stuff like that. But I'm saying right now that because of this, I am taking an indefinite sabbatical from Gab. Maybe I'll be back one day, maybe not, you know? I'm not, you know, and I donated a few dollars to start out with, one to get the account verified, which I actually think is a good idea. People saying, oh, well, you know, people are just suckering it because they want to get verified. Well, not only do I think that is good, you know, chip a couple of dollars in, get verified, you're supporting the product because you like the ideas of it. And I do like the idea of it, just not what it is being, like, used, not how it's being presented, shall I say, is the issue here. Because, I mean, people can use anything like how they want. You know, if you had a load of alt-right on Twitter, they would have the dominant presence there, and people on the other side would be in their precious little safe spaces whinging about how everything's a man's fault.
Yeah.
But it's like, for example, let's go for the whole gaming thing, because that's what Anita's accusing is about. Now, Jen, you have 29 followers on Twitch, for example, which is about 1,200 less than I've got. Now, is the reason for that my fault because I'm a man, or is it purely because you've only done a handful of streams, you don't have much experience in the industry, and you haven't been around that much for it?
It's your fault because you're Scott.
No. The answer is Scott. The answer is Scott, okay? Not the fault. Keep in mind most of the 29 people following you are my peeps.
it's because I don't do anything with it.
Right.
I haven't yet. Yes.
Now, what the hell are you doing? Where the hell are you?
Oh,
no?
Yes, huh?
Where are you?
It's a long story here. Yeah.
Can you take that long story to a quieter area?
Yeah.
Right. At the moment, I...
Yeah.
I dare say Jen can't hear me overly clearly and I can't hear her overly clearly.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, as we said at the start, Jen wasn't even sure what fake news was when she'd done some research for it to start out with, because it was just articles providing news. And there are apparently fact-checker sites like Snopes, not a lot now. I'm going to agree with this, that obviously Snopes could have an agenda. And, you know, facts, you know, for example, it was a fact several thousand years ago that the world was flat, you know. It was a fact a few thousand years ago there were only four chemical elements, earth, air, fire and water. So, yeah, the facts are just like a known, you know, statistic at that time, you know. For example, it was a fact that I'm 33 years and so however many days old. But then you want to add sort of like hours, minutes and seconds to that, then it becomes less of a fact and more of a statistics chase. So, I mean, I'm not going to sort of obviously say that these fact-checking sites are infallible, because obviously they're not. But when you're saying, oh yeah, well, these fact-checking sites are biased because my site that I worship says it is. What site do you use? InfoWars. And I mean, my favourite one, but I think it was something like aluminium foil creates like cancer or something like that. I'm thinking, but considering one of your investors is a company that produces aluminium foil, but most of your wearers have a hat made of aluminium foil, Alex really shouldn't have. It's just hypocritical right there, you know?
Archie, baby. Yeah, yeah. We did it again. And this time, I'ma make you scream. Yeah, man. I see you over there, so hypnotic. Thinking about what I do to that body, I get you like, ooh, baby, baby, ooh, baby, baby, ooh, baby, baby, ooh, baby, baby, got no drink in my hand, but I'm wasted, getting drunk, all the thought of you naked, I get you like, ooh, baby, baby, ooh, baby, baby, ooh, baby, baby, ooh, baby, baby, and I ain't tried to fight it, but you're so
Now,
what the fuck are you on about, woman?
Because her Tamagotchi milkshake ran away.
Must be a very small world you live in.
There you go, have some fun with it now.
Full of sparkly rainbows and unicorns, am I right?
Oh, hell. I gotta make something up to survive this shit, dude.
In which case, congratulations. Welcome to the alt-right. Would you like a job at Fox News, Breitbart? As you know, you can get a job at Breitbart now that Milo Yiannopoulos or whatever has gone. If you're making shit up and jumping about it, you'd be sad. Actually, no.
Hey, there's an idea. Does it pay more than what I make now?
Huh?
Does it pay more than I make now?
There's another thing, actually. Say, like, Alex Jones or not. Like, you've got to, in a weird way, admire the fact that he's making money by these idiots buying his shit, literally.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, oh, yeah. And I always like it. These people, oh, yeah, well, you know, it's big government, you know, and it's ruining people. And, you know, it's big businesses, you know, and it's the big businesses that are ruining things. But these dicks, Len voted a big businessman, into big government.
Yeah.
And, you know, he does hold very, you know, solid beliefs about, you know, traditional, you know, like marriage, which is why he's had three of them. And he does have, I'll grant him this, he has an interesting new immigration policy, Trump. Now, if you want to get into the country and you're an immigrant, you have to marry him. Well, it's worked twice so far. And I like he's got, oh, yeah, well, why don't Obama show us his damn birth certificate, which you can get on the internet. It's brilliant, because then all you've got to do is go, oh, yeah, it's fake. You know, it's like, you know, you can say, oh, yeah, my hair's attached. Yeah, well, it's a fake attachment. But no, you're just saying that because you're fake news.
I'll tell you what, I can believe that shit that they say it's fake, because you can hand people death certificates and they don't believe people are dead.
Oh, no, no. My remember the council thought I was born in 1934? that was fun. Oh, no, my favourite is when my dad died and we had to cancel his DVLA for his driving licence. They wanted to talk to him.
Oh, yeah.
That's
you
fine.
Have to prove that he's dead.
Yeah.
You know what a lawyer said? A lawyer said one time, he's like, I know it sounds kind of cruel to say, but hey, go dig up the little burial box that you put him in and carry it over to the place and say, here, make him sign.
But like, the thing is, they actually used to do that. There were cases where, sort of, you know, you'd read about it in British history, where they would dig up sort of like a skeleton and they would hold that person at trial and they would like have somebody moving the skeleton about to mimic that he was talking, you know? You guys missed out on a lot of that interesting like shit, you know? You only got a couple of hundred years of sort of modern history. We've got several thousand years of it. But no, it was aluminium foil causes Alzheimer's was that report I was looking for on InfoWars. So basically, every one of his listeners better take their tinfoil hat off now.
Yeah.
Despite the fact that aluminium is a conductor, so, you know, if anything, aluminium wouldn't like, help deflect those rays. Guys out there, if you're listening and you want to protect people from you want to protect yourself from the government fault rays, lead and glass are generally your better options, okay? So get yourself, standing for like a massive greenhouse all the time, make the glass thick enough and line it with lead and you should be safe and so should the rest of the world. Of course, when people die from lead poisoning, you know, no doubt Alex Jones will say, it's the goddamn government's fault. But going back to it, guys, if you are looking for an alternative to Twitter, obviously Gab is out there, but then again, so are a billion other places. Personally, you know, I'm not saying this because I have a form board or anything like that, but I think we need to go back to that kind of time. You know, back when everyone wasn't connected to everyone on fart books, telling everyone about their opinions or not. I mean, let me read this, love. How many people have you got on your Facebook friends list?
Probably about 200.
200, yeah. Name 10% of them without pausing.
I'm not going to do that. I don't have their permission.
First names.
Sarah, Jess, Alex, Brian, Dawn, Joe.
You went sick and you hesitated.
Because,
No, but let me
I know them all.
If I lined all 200 people up, like, you know, just in front of you in the line and move you along them, would you be able to then say all 200 names, or would you, again, get stuck on six?
I'm not stuck. I'm, like...
That was more than a pulse of breath. All right,
All
right, love, what were the first six you mentioned, then, in order, before, like, you paused? That's what I'm getting at. We are so obsessed about connecting with people like this. With forum boards, you know, on the BSG forum board, we hardly had any problems, did we? It was people talking about whatever, and if somebody like took it too far, said, look, rein it back a bit, they usually did. I think I only ever had to ban half a dozen people or something like that. Certainly not, you know, anything like a large amount. But with... at the moment, it's one of the like appeals of Gab where it's small. But for the most part, you know, so I'm not saying that these all right or not, like, you know, they've got every right for having an opinion as I have and anyone else has. And, you know, a lot of them, as an individual, they are all right. You know, they're a person just like you and me, but it's the collective that's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Same with anything, you know. For example, individually, you know, somebody can joke about a reality TV show presenter who's filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy four times could be president, and we would all laugh at that. The problem is when a bunch of idiots all say that, it can actually happen.
Mm-hmm.
Never underestimate the stupidity of people in large groups.
You mean the power of stupidity?
Either works. If I'm misquoted, it's fake news.
And he's cereal.
What?
I said, and he's cereal. He's cereal, man.
If this show was anything serious, I'd be worried. I mean, obviously we're having a we've got the serious discussion here, like, guys. But I mean, you know, I've tripped up several times myself. I don't give a shit because you know I'm a hypocrite anyway, so I can get away with that. And I'm also a dater, so I'm not saying that my opinions, unlike most entertainers, are any more valid. Anyway, so Trump is a serial, is he?
You don't get that, do you?
No, I don't think
it's
anyone
a South
else.
Park reference to Al Gore.
Oh.
Who also ran for president. He's out looking for Man Bear Pig. He's cereal.
Fascinating. South Park stopped being good after the movie. That's when it dropped the shock. I mean, look at The Simpsons. That ain't like Cop anymore. What happened? They had a movie. Family Guy, that went downhill. What happened? They had several movies.
Mm-hmm.
Admittedly, I'm classifying the Star Wars trilogy as movies.
Mm-hmm.
Cleveland Show? Well, that was shit from day one, but... The odd thing is, they did do Die Hard, and that was mildly decent.
Mm-hmm.
But we have made it through another show. Unfortunately, Gail wasn't here anymore because she weren't able to maintain the connection, and obviously it kept hanging up. We had a really good, well, at least I had a really good rant going. Andrew Torba would be proud. But no, I'll say, guys, if by all means, check out, but don't expect anything different. It's just a bunch of alt-rights in an echo chamber being led by a guy who, you know, he can't accept blame for his own actions. So it's because he's a Trump supporter that people are throwing him out of Y Combinator and all that lot. And then my favorite one. Give us. I've got to find this. This is generally a quote. I mentioned this to you before we started, didn't I, love?
Mhm.
About the whole breakfast one.
Uh huh.
Here we go. I don't eat breakfast. It's a corporate media hoax. I fast in the mornings. Well. Probably explains why you're so angry about shit that you don't have breakfast. I mean, I am just generally never up in the mornings. But it's a corporate media hoax. Yeah, because all throughout the years when cavemen were hunting for, like, mammoths and berries and shit like that, it was all because of fake news. I'm sorry, but if that's seriously what you're going at, you've lost all... Yeah, it's a fake... It's complete bullshit. I'm sorry, Torba, but you've just lost the credibility there, okay? It's a corporate media hoax. I mean, there is a weird... They say, oh, breakfast is the most important meal in the day. Who says it? Well, it's obvious it's the breakfast companies that say it. It's not the most important meal in the day. It's just a important meal in the day. If you had sort of like just breakfast and then like skip by the early afternoon, you'd be drained out.
But what if your breakfast was dinner?
I'll ask my mum then. She has her breakfast about 11 o'clock in the morning.
Because, like, when I get up to go to work, my dinner time is my breakfast time.
Exactly. I mean, time is... It's effectively, you know, a dimensional entity that is invented by humans. It existed, but we quantified it, didn't we? Time
mm-hmm.
exists, but we quantified it. So we have, you know... seconds, minutes, hours, days, stuff like that.
But here's the thing. That means that dinner is actually the most important meal of the day because my dinner falls at breakfast time, which means that
however,
if breakfast is the most important dinner or meal, then dinner
however,
is the
love,
most important meal.
However, love, at the time you're having your dinner, the people in China are having breakfast.
Yeah.
So your dinner is China's most important breakfast of the day.
Yep.
Nobody
ever says anything about poor lunch.
Yeah, or for the gays and metrosexuals out there, brunch. And some, but nobody ever supper used to be a good, big thing that used to be like, you know, like sandwich or something before bed. And now that we're up all night clubbing, it doesn't really matter. But food is food at the end of the day, you know. And what about, love, here's one for you. What about if you had a food at dinner time? Let's say you wake up in the morning, you have, like, you know, your meals at, like, regular times. But what happens? Let's say, for example, I had some toast for breakfast, a sandwich for lunch, you know, a veggie pasty and some peas and some rice and something for dinner. And then in the evening, for a snack, I fancied some cereal. Some breakfast cereal. Does that mean I have to change time at that point?
No, that's a snack.
No, but it's still a breakfast food.
Oh, it's still a breakfast food, but it's a snack.
Yeah, but it's a breakfast food that's been eaten as a snack. And what if I decide to have breakfast at an accelerated... What if I decide to have two sets of meals a day?
So I have then two you're having two breakfasts.
Exactly. It's what I'm getting at. You know, it's just this bullshit. But it being, you know, oh, it's a corporate media hoax. It ain't. I mean, stop trying to be angry against the world, Andrew, okay? It's food. People eat it to stay alive, you stupid bearded nonce. Anyway, this, we have made it through another show.
And we have the tools. We have the talent. It's Miller time.
And so thanks to Jen, of course.
I'm not worthy!
Again, you guys a kiss there, or me a kiss, but to all of you. And anyway, it's goodbye from me, a stupid bearded twat.
Let's get him out of here before the pigeons decide he's another statue.
And secondly, are you saying you disagree with it?
No, you're not.
So,
and I bag it.
Damn it. Anyway, we'll end with the unofficial national anthem of the alt-right. This is DAD and Point of View. Good night, everyone. Stupid bit of fun! Oh!